This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I. So we got a lot of news here. Before we get to anything, I have been receiving a lot of emails regarding Trump and Kim Jong-un. And as you guys know, I'm no national security correspondent. I mean, I'm not a journalist that really deals with foreign relations and, how our administration deals with our, foreign policy, okay? That's not obviously for me. But I always like to give my opinion. And I guess some people think that Donald Trump is going to cause us to go into a nuclear war with Kim Jong-un or somebody. And he is going to tick somebody off, and we are going to have World War III. And I get this all the time. Dr. X, Donald Trump, a narcissist. You know? What is wrong with him? Does he want a fight? Is he combative on purpose? You know, and actually some people on the left are scared. I'm a fan of what Trump has done and his approach with the media and Twitter and, some of what he says, like somebody gave him a stupid question and he's like, that's a stupid question. I find him entertaining. And as a journalist, a lot of us journalists love Trump. In terms of how he does things, it's different, it's entertaining, etc. But from a psychological standpoint, if you guys want my opinion, from a psychological standpoint, could somebody like Donald Trump put us at risk of World War III? And my answer to that is the same that it's always been, a vehement no. No. That's the same answer I would give you if you asked if any normal person, healthy person is given a gun, will he turn around and become a killer? No. Okay? If nuclear war is going to happen, if Kim Jong-un wants to attack us or wants to peacock and do whatever, he's going to do it. Whether it's an Obama, whether it's a Trump. Now, do I believe certain policies could fuel? I mean, if you look back at World War II history and World War I history and some things that led up to it and how things brewed and, embargoes and, yes, there are policies that can, wars can be started at the fault of a president. Absolutely. And people got very, very nervous when Donald Trump was calling, Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. But he made a comment on Fox and Friends and he said, nuclear war, quote, with North Korea would have happened if we had weak people. Now, Trump has been criticized of his hyperbolic rhetoric on North Korea, which included insulting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, his little rocket man, bragging about his nuclear button. He said, everybody said this guy is going to get us into nuclear war. Let me tell you, the nuclear war would have happened if we had weak people. Now, I actually agree with that statement. The one thing that I've been barking about ever since I got on air in 2009 is we don't look like the America we did back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. People were kind of scared of us. I mean, look at Eisenhower. Do you think anybody wanted to go to war with us? I understand we had the Korean War in the early years of the 50s. I get it. But, Eisenhower was general in World War II. Nobody wanted to mess with him. They knew he had no qualms about going and kicking butt. In the 40s and 50s, and even part of the 60s, you mess with an American, you mess with all of us. Then, of course, with Vietnam, there was a lot of debate. You had the ducks, or the hawks and the doves. And then people started to see America more split. Media was a lot, TV was easier, journalism. I mean, you know, as people were able to see the protests and the sit-ins and the violence, etc., you know, and the drugs and all that, people got a different opinion of America. But in the 40s, the media was able to convey this idea that Uncle Sam was a badass. You know, that we want you. He looked tough. He looked mean. We looked united. A big bald eagle with the wings spread and the flag furling. We looked more unified. We looked like we had cojones. And so I think if somebody fears a leader, they will back down. Now, we don't want to look psycho. We don't want to look unpredictable because people don't want a rabid dog. People will want to put a rabid dog down. But you have somebody that looks calm and cool, calculated, having a very, very good relationship with the military, a good working relationship with the military and support by our military, I think other countries will fear messing with us. Now, do we need to call him Rocket Man? Rocket Man? No, we probably don't. Do we need to say my button is bigger than yours? Probably not. No. Now, but would that cause nuclear war? No. No. Unless the guy is absolutely crazy and name-calling, but then I'm sure he gets name-called all the time, and then he would have pushed the button already. So I am dying for the world to take a look at America with a little bit more respect. And not so much fear as much as respect of what we could do. Why do we respect our teachers? Because we know our teachers could put us down. Why do we respect our bosses? Because our bosses could fire us. Once you start to lose that respect, you start to mess with them. Right? The kids that mess with their teachers in class are the ones that don't respect their teachers. So we need to gain respect. And how do we gain respect? One, by being successful. Two, by showing we have some intelligence in our plans and our calculation. And three, showing that we have support of the people when, if the poop hits the fan. And support of other countries. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there is a Missouri pediatrician, okay, who is not going to apologize for his facility's Facebook post, encouraging Kansas City area residents to be responsible and get vaccinated against a measles outbreak in the area. Apparently, there's been some measles going on in the Midwest. And the doctor's office encourages healthy discussions, etc. But apparently, he had said that anti-vaxxers were quote-unquote selfish. This is being reported by Fox News. Now, the measles vaccine, after two doses, with the measles, mumps, rubella, we give it at about a year about 12 to 15 months, and we'll do a booster at about 4 years old, between 4 and 6. So the vaccine makes 97% of people develop immunity to measles. Measles, like we talked about, is very highly contagious, could cause encephalitis, could actually kill a child or somebody having it, cause it to be sterile. Measles we don't like to mess with. And most people before 1957 are immune to measles because they got measles as kids. But we came up with the vaccine in the 60s, and we have done 50s and 60s. We've done an amazing job preventing measles and measles-related sequelae. And the CDC has recommended the 2 shots. Right? They say there is a greater than 99% reduction in measles compared with the pre-vaccine era. Now, anti-vaxxers, or people that choose to withhold vaccines, even though many doctors may not agree with them, we do have to listen to their concerns. And even though I'm board-certified family medicine, I'm a fellow diplomat of the American Board of Family Medicine, I am pro-vaccine, I will never, all right, call an anti-vaxxer a name or ridicule them, because I want to improve education. I want to hear about their fears of side effects, and there are side effects to vaccines. There are. We'll talk about them. CDC posts them. And rather than just making fun of them or ridiculing them, I'd rather figure out what we could do to make sure kids get protected without having the side effects that these parents are fearing. You know, an anti-vaxxer is somebody who loves their child and is afraid to inject them with something many times. Now, you and I may be like, but it protects the child getting the vaccine. I get that. But many people that hesitate on the vaccines are doing it because, again, they're trying to protect the child. So, you know, we're dealing with a maternal instinct and a paternal instinct. And we need to have a very calm, cool, collected discussion when we do this. Now, I believe this doctor wrote, while immunizations are still inappropriately, unjustly, and selfishly a hot button for some, our practice and numerous other organizations and groups around the globe have reached a truthful conclusion that immunizations are only overwhelmingly safe and effective. Vaccines save lives, period, end of discussion. Now, this is from Priority Care Pediatrics. Unfortunately, there's now, again, the debate coming back, saying 1 in 68 children have autism, 1 in 42 boys have autism. Somebody replied, you'd think you'd actually be worried about that instead of a few cases of the measles. Now, vaccines have not been linked to autism. However, there's been a lot of testimony from people saying that their child became autism-like after the vaccine. I do not believe vaccines cause autism, hands down. I'm telling you that right now. Autism is genetic. I have 4 nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum. It is a gene along the lineage of that family line. But I have had patients and people say, look, when my child got the vaccine, you see on video, they're talkative, they're speaking full sentences, and now they're not. So one theory is, did it cause some sort of like an encephalitis? Or did it cause some sort of neurological change? So, Priority Care Pediatrics has deleted all negative posts and others that spread, quote, unscientific, unresearched information, adding it would not give critics a forum to bully. And you can. On Facebook, you can erase anything that's there, you know? Senior partner Dr. Raymond Catania at Priority Care Pediatrics told KHSB he never expected the post to spark a big debate. See, it's interesting. I see these debates happen all the time on Facebook. What makes it to Fox News' desk? Yeah, I find that interesting. I had a debate. What did I have a debate? Oh, yeah, I had a debate whether the toilet paper roll should, the paper should face out or be under. See, I think the toilet paper, it should be under. I had that big debate. That didn't make it to the Fox News desk. So Dr. Cataneo said it turned into something much bigger than that when some anti-vaccine people got a hold of that and bombarded a post. Reading comment after comment after comment, you just get kind of worn down because you know you're fighting the good fight. So, many people are praising the practice for, you know, making a stand, but, I mean, we need to talk about this, okay? Some kids are not getting vaccinated. Why? So, when you go to the CDC website, CDC is very, very informative about what the vaccines are, what are in them, and in terms of side effects. So, they have an update on vaccine side effects, adverse reactions, contraindications, and precautions, recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And I'm not going to read to you the whole thing, but they have done some major changes to the previous recommendations and specific information, including hepatitis B vaccine and anaphylaxis, which is a major allergic reaction, measles vaccine and thrombocytopenia, where your platelets could drop, possible risk of death resulting from an anaphylaxis or disseminated disease in immunocompromised people. That's according to something they're adding to the measles vaccine. Diphtheria and tetanus, toxoids, and pertussis may be linked to chronic encephalopathy. Very, very rare, but they're listing it. Tetanus shot and the Guillain-Barré, brachial neuritis, and possible risk of death for anaphylaxis. Now, some of you will say, well, whoa. Now the CDC is saying there's all... Well, remember, there are legal ramifications if the government says something is 100% safe. And when it comes to medications, whether it's a pharmaceutical, an over-the-counter, or a vaccine, if anybody in the group ended up, let's say somebody had a runny nose, you have to list it. Even if you don't really think it's a side effect, if somebody had a runny nose during the trial of the vaccine or the medication or whatever, it has to be listed. So the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, of course, you know, I mean, is touting how we globally eradicated smallpox, we eliminated polio in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, we have done amazing work when it comes to vaccines. However, they have added some extra vaccine side effects that need to be listed. You could get pain at the injection site. Some people may get a fever, you know, So I do not see autism listed here. Now, with some of these patients that I've seen video footage of, you do see some kids when they got a certain vaccine, and some people think it's the MMR specifically, were talkative, acting socially, apt, whatever, even though for a two-year-old, you don't really get a lot, but you can still see what a two-year-old could do. But you see, you don't really get that vaccine until you get the vaccine when you're one, and then you get the vaccine again, you know, between 4 or 5 years old. But some claim that you see the child communicating, et cetera, and then after the shot, no. Now, certain developmental delay or certain autism spectrum issues may not manifest till after their second birthday. It may not get picked up. So the argument has been, look, the child had it the whole time. But you have some parents that swear no. And so you have these anti-vaxxers because they're scared. They have a child and they don't know. And they're reading everything online. And a doctor cannot tell a mom that the vaccine is 1,000% safe. Now, I tell my patients, the vaccines are safe. And yes, there's always that rare 0.0000001% chance that it does. It freaks parents out, but you have to. Because you have to get consent, you know. And people can read the CDC website for themselves and they can see these things. But are you guys also reading when you take a Tylenol or an ibuprofen or a vitamin? Are you reading side effect profiles of those? Everything has side effect profiles. So you as a parent or as a patient have to decide if there are more benefits than risks. Do the benefits outweigh the risks? When it comes to vaccines, the benefits do outweigh the risks. But if a parent is scared, we can't be making fun of them. We can't be calling them selfish. Them not vaccinating their child may spurn a lot of strong emotion in us. Will somebody having measles give my kids measles? Probably not, because my kids is vaccinated. So if, you know, I vaccinate my kids, being next to an unvaccinated kid doesn't worry me that much. Yes, could an unvaccinated kid get a funny strain? Let that strain cultivate and then give it to my son? It could be. It could. Vaccines, right, are very, very preventable for, for multiple diseases down the line. But more people are asking for more proof on the safety profiles, and I think we need to give it to them. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have some breaking news. A tank containing crude oil or asphalt exploded at a large refinery in Wisconsin today, injuring several others and causing a blast that one worker described as sounding like a sonic boom. Now, luckily, no fatalities have been reported, but five people have been taken to hospitals in Duluth, Minnesota, following this explosion at the Husky Energy Oil Refinery. It happened at about 10 a.m. local time, according to Superior Fire Chief Steve Panger. Now, not a lot of details on the extent of their injuries. There were others that were walking around wounded. One contractor was inside the building, told WDIO television that the explosion sounded like a sonic boom and that it happened when crews were working on shutting the plant down for repairs. Panger said fire was out by 11:20 a.m., but smoke could still be seen rising from the plant. Panger said a small tank exploded containing either crude oil or asphalt. I find that fascinating that this happened as they were shutting down the plant for repairs. Remember the bridge that collapsed in Florida? It collapsed because they were repairing. Repairs always just seem to be a vulnerable time for things to happen. You know, unless maybe they thought it was going to happen, so they started shutting it down to repair and they didn't get to it in time. But, scary. But I wonder if, you know, as a worker, do you have your guard down when you're starting to shut things down? And so you're like, all right, well, we're, you know, in shutdown mode, like the bridge, all right, you know, we're going to just kind of now, you know, let's get everybody off the bridge and we're going to work on it. And, you know, maybe something happens psychologically where we let our guard down and then we miss something. So the fire is out. People are asked to stay away from the area. Roads of the refinery have been blocked off. There have been no neighborhood evacuations yet. Superior is a city of about 27,000 people. It borders Minnesota to the north and the tip of Lake Superior. Looks like it's a beautiful city. It's hard to tell with all the smoke. So the refinery dates back to the 1950s. Apparently has a processing capacity, they say, of 50,000 barrels per day and a storage capacity of 3.6 million barrels of crude and products. Wow. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we told you that the Golden State Killer was arrested? Well, we find out he was an ex-cop. Apparently, he has raped over 46 women, or he had raped at least 46 women before killing and heading south. This started back in the late 70s. Between 1978 and 1986, he killed 12 people in attacks ranging from Sacramento County, city of Rancho Cordova, to the Orange County cities of Irvine and Dana Point in Ventura. He had, I'm not going to go into the details, but he had done some pretty, pretty bad stuff. The unsolved slayings were not linked with each other for years and not linked to the rapes until 2000. Science allowed authorities to connect the crimes, but it never led to a suspect. Victims' families have thought that maybe the killer was still out there. So, Joseph James D'Angelo Jr., 72 years old, a former police officer, has been charged with 8 counts of murder. Apparently, they found scoured his single-story home in Citrus Heights. They removed 2 cars, a boat, motorcycle from the garage. And he is now in custody. Wow. God, that long. And an ex-cop, though. Wow. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when I get more news, we're going to be talking about some sports because I guess NFL, we're going to be starting to look at draft picks and all that. I'm so excited, but okay, we won't get to that yet. Let's get to the medical news here. All right. Certain medications that you guys take may be tied to a 30% increased risk of dementia. This is a huge headline. Why? And we've talked about this before on the show, so it's a huge headline, but it's not new news. Cholinergic drugs. Anti-cholinergic drugs that we use to treat depression, Parkinson's, urinary incontinence, carry the highest risks. Why? Well, because they block the effects of acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a chemical that's released by nerve cells to send signals to other nerves and muscles. So, anti-cholinergic drugs block this. And we use them for a variety of things. Incontinence, you know, psychiatry, neurological issues, etc. And a study found that about 20 to 50% of older adults in the U.S. take these medications. And this new study published Wednesday in the British Medical Journal looked at the risk of new onset dementia among 350,000 older adults in the U.K. Now, this has been reported by CNN. The researchers found that people who use these anticholinergics to treat depression, Parkinson's, urinary incontinence had a 30% increased risk of getting dementia down the road. But if you took anticholinergics for asthma or GI issues, you were not at increased risk. So this, I think, is an ongoing study. This is an ongoing topic because we take medications for a variety of things that we need to, okay? Especially when it comes to depression or Parkinson's or incontinence, any of these. And so we don't want people freaking out that their medication is going to cause them to lose their mentation or their cognition. Now, the study relied on data from the UK's Clinical Practice Research Database, identifying 40,000 patients between 65 and 99 years old who were diagnosed with dementia between April 2006 and July 2015, Researchers compared how these daily doses of anticholinergic drugs these patients have been prescribed for between 4 and 20 years earlier with a control group of 300,000 matched individuals. So basically what we're talking about are big, big numbers, big studies. So medicines like amitriptyline for depression, oxybutynin for urinary incontinence, procyclidine for Parkinson's, were some of the drugs associated with increased risk of dementia. So, if somebody had a baseline risk of developing dementia, that risk would increase to 13%, they said. Why? Because 30% increase, 30% of 10 is 3. They say for the urological and antidepressants, there's a clear association between their long-term use and dementia. Now, I don't know about you all, but I am definitely going to need urinary incontinence medicine. Okay, right now, if I giggle, I have to cross my legs. Well, what if I can't cross my legs because of hip arthritis later? I'm going to be peeing on myself. And these anticholinergics help prevent certain forms of incontinence. It's amazing. You pee on yourself less. Peeing on yourself is not fun because that smell you cannot get out. And you can walk around with a pad, but sometimes you're dumping multiple milliliters, and that pad may not cover it, so you got to use Depends. It's not fun. Urinary incontinence is not fun. Not looking forward to it at all. Not looking forward to Parkinson's, if God forbid we get that. So, why would there be a risk? Well, we're not sure. Now, levels of acetylcholine are known to be lower in people with Alzheimer's disease. And Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disorder. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. Now, this court's at Mayo Clinic. So they think maybe some of these anticholinergic drugs may block the normal activity of the acetylcholine, firing, you know, the receptors, and therefore the brain isn't, you know, using its memory and cognition as well. We don't know. Maybe they think anticholinergics may affect neuroinflammation. Maybe it may set up an inflammatory cascade, and then the inflammation causes tau and amyloid deposition deposits. And tau and amyloid protein deposition has been linked to Alzheimer's. They're increased in level, they have increased levels in the brains of those with dementia and Alzheimer's. So it's concerning, and I get that. You know, now, this 30% increase, like I said, if you had a 10% chance, it goes up to a 13% chance. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. You know, you have to treat your Parkinson's. I mean, look at what they've done with Michael J. Fox. Even though he looks like he's still having a lot of deficits, I mean, he was diagnosed, what, in the late 80s? Early 90s with Parkinson's? I mean, wow, he's been doing well for decades, considering. And this is a disease that eventually can kill you. So our drugs are not going to be 100% foolproof. Okay? There's going to be no pain, no gain, so to speak. And so some of these medicines that we're taking to improve our lives in our 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s may affect us later. It's unfortunately a bad reality. Or what we have to do is switch to drugs that hopefully aren't associated with dementia. And there are other drugs. 1-877-DR-ELEGANCE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mom is claiming that her son's hidden unborn twin gave her cancer. A mother of four is claiming that she was left fighting for her life because she developed cancer. And it stemmed from her baby son's twin that was hidden and never born. Leanne Crawley, 38 years old, had no idea that she was pregnant with twins. She was rushed to the hospital 6 weeks after baby Louie was born. This is being reported by Fox News. Doctors discovered that he had been hiding a second pregnancy, which was then removed but left behind a very rare, fast-growing cancer. The cells spread to her lungs, forcing her to endure 5 months of super-strength chemotherapy, they said, 20 blood transfusions, and an entire month in the hospital. She said, as odd as that sounds, Louie's twin very nearly killed us both. I was basically pregnant with my tumor. She says the twin caused the cancer, and the cancer nearly killed us both. Now, see, I don't know of a twin that dies and may cause cancer, but I'm looking at it the opposite, where there was a cancer, and it took out one of the babies. And that twin might have provided a barrier from the cancer hurting the other baby. I look at the cancer as what killed the twin as opposed to a dead twin causing the cancer. But that's just me. And again, this thing is rarer than rare, so I don't know. She said, I have never really thought of it like that, but then I still can't believe I had cancer. She said it was a real huge ordeal, trying to deal with the newborn, the other children, then find out I was pregnant with twins, and then cancer. She says, I'm just glad I was able to fight it. And they're not really saying what it was. I mean, it sounds like it could have been like a sarcoma. So hopefully they reveal that. She said, the full-time mom got pregnant with Louie 2 months after giving birth to her daughter, Francesca, now 2 years old, with her long-term partner, Andrew Smith. The scans were all normal. But then he started to look gray and lifeless, I guess, and so they thought he was bleeding. And so Louie was, I'm not sure if they induced, but he was 3 weeks in the hospital on life support. Oh, after he was born, he was gray and lifeless. Then he was on a cooling machine, an incubator, and his organs started shutting down. Now, apparently he made it. But very rare occasions will a twin have a opposite twin that doesn't make it or is attached to them or et cetera. And many times, the pregnancy won't develop to that far a degree. Some women have molar pregnancies. Now, molar pregnancies is where you have a sperm and an egg that starts to make a group of cells that never really forms into a human body. They say molar-type pregnancies could put somebody at risk for choriocarcinoma. So it could be that. So it's interesting. As we get more data, we'll tell you, but that's very crazy, very crazy stuff. Scientists discover 44 depression genes, and everyone has some of them. Now, I told you this. We all have the ability to be depressed. We all have the ability to cry, get into a funk, mourn, fear the loss of a loved one. Okay, we have all suffered from some sort of melancholy. Okay, that is a very common natural emotion. But depression is where we define it, where you are in a funk, either not wanting to sleep or eat or go to work or do any of your activities for weeks on end. Now, they say they have uncovered 44 genetic risk factors for depression, which is triple the number previously defined. And this could help people figure out how to combat one of the number one causes of disability. A lot of people skip work, skip class, skip their radio show, because they just don't feel like it. They don't feel up to it. They just can't deal with people. That could be depression. Depression doesn't always have to be crying. Depression doesn't always have to be sad. It's, you know what, I just can't be there. I can't be around. I have to be by myself. Wanting to be isolated all the time could be a form of depression. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, have you seen some of the people out there? Can you blame me for wanting to stay home? All right. But for the most part, a person who's not depressed can find joy around other people. Now, antidepressants do, in fact, target some of these genetic variants, some just accidentally and some right on the money. They say depression is the leading cause of disability globally. In the U.S., it plagues more than 16 million people, costing the government $210 million annually. Now, I think that 16 million people is an understatement. I think we have a lot more, and a lot of people don't admit it. Most people won't admit they have depression. You have some people that do, and obviously admitting it is, allowing you to be on the right path to, you know, being able to be treated. But some people, they just don't know. You know, they'll hate work. Maybe to get through work, they'll take some pills. You know, maybe they'll take some Percocets, et cetera. Like, I had a patient that claimed that's what he was using his Percocet for, that he was getting from his other doctor. You'll have some that will drink, come home and drink to escape. You'll have others going to pot. You know, we are going to have an underestimation of people with mood disorders because we have people that are going to self-treat with their marijuana. I hear that all the time. Oh, yeah, my husband was grumpy. He was so grumpy, I told him to smoke some weed, and then he was in a good mood. So your husband's grumpy all the time? Oh, all the time. Every time he comes home from work, he is in a bad mood. Well, that could be a sign of depression. That could be a symptom of that. So when it comes to us being at risk, we have to make sure we don't have triggers. The problem with having genetic potential and predisposition, whether it's a cancer, whether it's a diabetes, whether it's a cholesterol, whether it's a high blood pressure, whether it's obesity, or whether it's depression, is we need to be on top of it. We need to be aware, and we need to work harder than the average person that isn't genetically at risk. So in my family, diabetes hits almost everybody. Both sides of the family have diabetes, which means I have to be quadruply careful with my sugars, with my exercise, with my weight, with my diet, because I'm behind the eight ball with it. If you have family members who have depression, or you suspect to have depression, okay, and you may be carrying the genes as well. So what do? Well, one is you need to make sure that you have good diet, good exercise, good sleep. Being sleep deprived does not help depression. You need to also handle your stress. If you're in a job that you don't like, okay, try to make sure you have something during your day that you do like, or try to find a job that you do like. No, I can't, because then I can't afford my house and my car and my hobbies. Well, maybe you need to downsize. Maybe your house doesn't have to be 3,000 square feet, but it could be 2,100. Then maybe downsize. Relieve stress. Okay? We all have the ability to get depressed because, you know, people die, you know, cancer happens, things happen. But you have other things that set you off, or put, and those don't necessarily have to. And for those of you that are genetically inclined, maybe medications do help. Maybe the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac or Zoloft or Lexapro. Or I think those deal really, really well with anxiety also. I think Wellbutrin is an excellent medication for depression. Again, some people can't take it if they have a seizure disorder. But Wellbutrin is a little bit more stimulatory. Right? Helps with some of your epinephrine and your dopamine, and it will also not cause you to gain weight. So, you know, maybe you may need a medication. Maybe that's something that is in your future. Don't buck it. Try it. See if you feel better. You're not going to become addicted to it. If it shows that it does make you feel better, then maybe you do have to be treated with it. And you may have to be treated long term. Or you may need a trial, and then they try going off and seeing if the depression has repressed. Some people are chronically depressed. Some people are very transiently depressed. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.